Jesus can be with us even during lockdown. Jesus can minister to us even when we are shut inside. Jesus can break through barriers even when the doors are locked. Jesus can reach us even when fear seems to encircle us like prison walls. Jesus appeared to his disciples during lockdown, and he wants to minister to us too, even when we are shut inside. We are almost at the end of John's Gospel, the book that we have been studying for a long time now. But what a wonderful book it has been. And it contains such great teaching. And here we are in chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. And Jesus appears during lockdown. So this is John chapter 20, starting at verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus is with us even during lockdown. Jesus can minister to us even when we are shut inside. Jesus can break through barriers even when the doors are locked. Jesus can reach us even when fear seems to encircle us like prison walls. Jesus appeared to his disciples during lockdown, and he wants to minister to us too, even when we are shut inside. And this is the nature of our God. Our God can get in where no one else can. Our God can set free when no one else can offer freedom. In Psalm 139, the psalmist declares, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, 'Surely the darkness will hide me and the light become night around me,' even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you." Jesus appeared to his disciples during lockdown, and he wants to minister to us too, even when we are shut inside. This is the nature of our God. You see, our God can get in when no one else can, and our God can set free when no one else can offer freedom. It was God who set Jonah free when he was being held in lockdown in the belly of a huge fish. It was God who set Paul and Silas free when they were worshipping God in jail. And it was God who set Peter free from prison when an angel came and woke him up and led him to freedom. Do you remember what happened? Well, Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and sentries stood guard at the entrance. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared, and a light shone in the cell. He struck Peter on the side and woke him up. "Quick, get up," he said, and the chains fell off Peter's wrists. Then the angel said to him, "Put on your clothes and sandals," and Peter did so. "Wrap your cloak around you and follow me," the angel told him. Peter followed him out of the prison, but he had no idea that what the angel was doing was really happening. He thought he was seeing a vision. They passed the first and second guards and came to the iron gate leading to the city. It opened for them by itself, and they went through it. When they had walked the length of one street, suddenly the angel left him. And only then Peter came to himself and said, "Now I know without a doubt that the Lord has sent his angel and rescued me." This is the nature of our God. Our God can get in where no one else can. And our God can set free when no one else can offer freedom. And in our passage today from John chapter 20, Jesus appeared to his disciples during lockdown. And he wants to minister to us too, even when we are shut inside. It is just a few verses, so let us read it again. John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." So, what are the key elements in this short passage? What did you notice? Evening. Jesus' disciples together. Lockdown. Fear. Jesus standing. No longer dead, risen from the dead, and standing amongst his disciples. Peace. His hands and side. Joy. An overflowing of joy, such that they were overjoyed. More peace. The peace of God. The invitation to receive the Holy Spirit. And the importance of forgiveness. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he had said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." It was evening. And things that seem bad during the daytime, they can seem even worse during the evening and during the night. Do you know that feeling? Jesus' disciples were together in the evening. They were in lockdown and they were full of fear. A bit later on, we will find them full of joy. But at the start, the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders. And then suddenly Jesus came and stood among them. Now, remember who this Jesus is. This is the very same Jesus who had been so severely flogged that he could not carry the cross that he was going to be crucified upon. He was so weak from the flogging that the soldiers had grabbed Simon from Cyrene, who was on his way in from the country, and put the cross on him and made him carry it behind Jesus. This is the same Jesus who, after he had died, was laid in a tomb by two of his friends, Nicodemus and Joseph, a man from Arimathea. Jesus was so dead after the crucifixion, so 100% dead, that he could not walk to the tomb himself. He had to be carried by his friends, Nicodemus and Joseph. And now, what a transformation. The once dead Jesus is standing on his own two feet amongst the disciples. And this is what we call resurrection. Jesus is no longer dead. He has risen from the grave and has appeared to his disciples during lockdown. And he is standing amongst his disciples. And he offers them the one thing that they need more than anything else during lockdown. He offers them peace. What do we need most during lockdown? We might be getting short of tinned tomatoes, pasta, paracetamol, and toilet rolls, but if we are honest, peace is a far more valuable commodity. No one can bring you a box of peace and place it on your doorstep and ring the doorbell and take a few steps back and wave at you from a social distance. But Jesus can come right inside the house, right into the lounge or the dining room, right into the inner core of your being, right into your very heart. He can come in during lockdown and give you peace. And maybe he will show you his hands and sides, a reminder of the price he has paid for you, a reminder of the nails that were driven through his hands, a reminder of the spear that pierced his side, a reminder of how precious you are to him, a reminder that Jesus endured all this because he loves you. How would you react if Jesus showed you his hands and his side? How did the disciples react? The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Joy, an overflowing of joy, such that they were overjoyed. Joy took over them. Joy consumed them. Jesus had offered them peace, and together with the peace, they also received joy. And then Jesus offered them some more peace. He said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Do you get it? Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus gave them peace, and then he sends them, saying, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What do those words remind you of? Those words he breathed on them. What do they remind you of? Well, they remind me of the second chapter of the Bible, when the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being. You see, on the day of creation, God breathed life into the first man. And on the day of redemption, the evening of the first day, the day when Jesus conquered death, God breathed life into his disciples, the first men who formed his brand new church. So, my friends, let's invite the risen Lord Jesus to breathe his Holy Spirit into us. Let's invite the risen Lord Jesus to breathe his Holy Spirit into us. And as our passage today ends with a reminder of the importance of forgiveness, let's focus on forgiveness too. Jesus was talking to his disciples, those who had run away when Jesus was arrested, even Peter, who had denied even knowing Jesus. These were disciples who had failed Jesus so badly. These were disciples who had sinned so awfully. And yet to these disciples, Jesus said, "If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven." Jesus breaks in. Our Jesus brings life and peace and joy even during lockdown. And our Jesus reminds us of the importance of forgiveness even during lockdown. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.